The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Saturday, December 25th, and on this Christmas day, we are focusing on good news. George Rush is joining me. You may know him as Tank Sinatra on Instagram and the guy behind the well-known account Tank's Good News. Today, you'll learn a little more about why he started that page and the positive impact he hopes to make on the world. We'll also reflect back on some of his most memorable good news stories of 2021. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Welcome to the Newsworthy. I first have to ask you if I should be calling you by Tank Sinatra, your nickname, or your real name.
My real name is George, but I go by Tank. Most of the time, eventually, anyway, he usually lands on Tank.
Where did Tank Sinatra come from?
I'm big and I have blue eyes and I'm from New York. And that was it. Like Sinatra, Frank Sinatra. It's just obviously one of the most recognizable names in entertainment, period. But yeah, it was just a cute nickname that I came up with that stuck.
So how did you get started with Tank's Good News? What inspired you?
I remember being a little kid and my dad watching the news and it was like rape, kidnap, murder, fire, destruction, and then have a great night and somehow go to sleep tonight knowing that all this bad stuff happened in your area. And it was like, I just didn't understand why they would spend all that effort and time telling us the bad stuff that happened. I just felt like it was disingenuous to tell only the bad things. But it was specifically a flash of inspiration during Hurricane Harvey. That was one of the most, you know, aside from Hurricane Katrina, one of the most destructive storms I think the country has seen, at least in recent memory. In the midst of all that destruction, you saw people coming together and helping each other. And I just felt like, yeah, the news was kind of talking about it, but they weren't focusing on it the way I thought they should be. So I had posted a couple of good news / inspirational things on Tank Sinatra, my meme page, and those always did well. The one picture in particular that struck me, and it was a woman on a jet ski in her living room who was being rescued, and she seemed happy. Enough. Obviously, her living room, her home was destroyed. It was flooded. But she seemed happy. And in that moment, when I saw the picture, I was like, she's got a good attitude. You know, she knows what's important. She's getting out of there. She felt safe in that moment, safe enough to look back at the person who was taking the picture and smile. And the guy who was on the jet ski was giving a thumbs up. Like, they both felt good in that moment because they were safe. To me, I was like, you know what? This deserves its own page. So I started a page and I posted about it from Tank Sinatra. And within, I think, one day, it gained 30,000 followers. And within the first week, it gained 100,000 followers. And I was like, holy crap, I guess I'm not the only one who wants something like this to exist. That was really the beginning of it. That was the genesis of it. And it just took off from there.
You know, you're speaking my language. People who have listened for a long time know I started the Newsworthy in part because I knew that the news was so depressing. It was a complaint I heard as a journalist and wanted to do news in a different way. So I appreciate the good news that you are putting out into the world. What impact are you hoping to have with that page?
My desired outcome for this page is for people to be intentional about the news that they ingest or the information they ingest. I'm not choosing to ignore the bad. I'm just choosing not to focus on it. I know what's going on in the world. Believe me, it's impossible to ignore the bad that's going on in the world. I just can't focus on it because my life is too important to me. My sanity is too important to me to focus on it. The people that share negative articles or fear-mongering articles on Facebook, I truly believe they think they're doing their friends a favor. They're saying, hey, this horrible thing happened and could possibly hurt you. I want you to know about it so you don't get hurt. They don't realize the damage they're doing. I think they really do have the best intentions, but it's not helpful in the way that they think it's helpful. So I think that everyone needs to be intentional about the news or information they take in, as well as the news and the information they share. Don't make drama a hobby of yours. It's not a good hobby.
How do you decide which news to spotlight?
I think the ones that stick out in my mind the most are just anybody who goes above and beyond or out of the ordinary for somebody, a stranger, you know, someone they don't know, any of those stories that are just undeniably good. I try and stay away from anything that is a hot button topic that is going to get people upset. Not because I don't want to talk about that stuff, just because I know people and I know that if the comments are going to get negative, that kind of defeats the purpose of the page. And I just feel like people know where to get that stuff. I'd just rather not bring it to this page.
Since we're wrapping up 2021 here soon, let's talk about some of the best good news stories of 2021, either that are considered your favorites that stand out in your mind or that maybe you remember got the most engagement on your page this year.
This story that I just posted, there was a guy who was in a plane crash with his daughter, and he saved her life by hugging her. There's a sadness element to it, but this girl, when they ask her who her hero is, for the rest of her life, she'll know instantly it's her father. He gave his life for her. It doesn't get more heroic and selfless than that. And I think that any parent out there can identify with that.
Yeah, it really represents the love that parents have for their children and what they'll do for them.
It's a tragedy, but it is the ultimate story of selfless sacrifice and love that parents have for their children. The St. Francis prayer is one of my favorites. And in it, it says, it's better to love than to be loved, because to be loved, you don't feel that person's love. You can kind of, but when you're loving someone, it's an outgoing act of love that's coming from you and going towards them. So the last moments of his life were filled probably with fear, but also love to offset that fear. So his last moments were a full-blown act of selfless love, which I think is really beautiful.
Still ahead, Tank shares more of the stories he found to be the most uplifting in 2021, plus his message for all of us to remember as we head into the new year. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tomorrow may look nothing like today. But Schwab knows that successful financial planning can help propel net worth by 2.7 times. That's why Schwab offers a variety of easy, flexible financial planning options that can rise to meet any of life's many curveballs. Whether it's making a complimentary retirement plan online or chatting directly with a financial consultant, anyone can look forward to planning with Schwab. Learn more at schwab.com/plan. That's Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B, schwab.com/plan. This episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. What might be interfering with your happiness or stopping you from achieving your goals? There may be things you don't even realize that are getting in your way, and BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to help you figure out what's going on. I love that you can message your therapist anytime. It's a little like journaling in that moment, and then you get a message back from a professional. And of course, you can set up phone or video calls to really get the full benefit of BetterHelp. Ultimately, it's about what works best for you. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and more. And if you're ever not happy with your counselor, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. And you always connect in a private online environment. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to my conversation with Tank Sinatra. Any other good news stories from this year that stand out to you that you want to share?
There was a dad who paused midway down the aisle to grab another stepdad, and I'm going to cry. I could cry talking about this. I have a stepdaughter. She's 15 years old, and me and her father are very close. And if he does this to me, I'm going to start crying like a baby. There was a TikTok video that went viral, and the dad was walking the girl down the aisle, and the dad must have been, you know, my stepdaughter's father are friends to the point where, like, when people see us talking, they're like, how do you guys know each other? And I'm like, this is my wife's ex-husband. They're like, shut up. Who is this guy? How do you guys know each other? I'm like, no, it's my wife's ex-husband. I just think it's beautiful when people in adult relationships, when they don't go well, can put that aside and again, be selfless and do what's right for the people that need it, which are, again, the kids. There was another one where a girl who was in high school lost her mother to cancer that morning. Then that night, the girl who won Homecoming Queen gave her crown to the classmate. She called her out from the audience and gave her the crown to try and take the sting out of it. Again, you're losing a parent. But there was also a police officer who adopted a little girl that he was comforting during a child abuse check. There was somebody who called the cops on this family because they thought that the family was abusing their child, and they were. So the police officer who got called wound up adopting this little girl. I guess I'm noticing a theme here. Anytime somebody does something selfless, it's like, wow, that's really nice of you to do that, because we think that people are selfish, but we're not. I don't know where people got this bad rap, or human beings got this bad rap that we're selfish, because we're not.
Well, potentially the focus on some of those bad acts, but this is such a good reminder that people are good, that the majority of people are good. And so these stories, that's why it's so important.
There's this book called The Power of Kindness by Piero Ferrucci. And in it, he talks about how they've studied like biological markers and health aspects of health that they've measured. When people are doing good, every biological marker is improved, which means physiologically, we're actually wired to be nice to each other. Otherwise, it would be the opposite. Don't think for one second that we are bad by nature or evil by nature. There's no doubt about the fact that when we are kind to each other and our blood pressure goes down and we live longer and we're more productive at work, that's the way we're supposed to be.
When we look ahead to 2022, what are you hoping for the new year? What are you going to be keeping an eye out for when you think about stories for the new year?
I hope that macro, more people look at the micro, meaning, like, I heard a great line once about traffic. Someone said to me, if you find yourself getting pissed off that you're in traffic, just remember, you're not in traffic. You are traffic. You're part of the problem, dude. Like, you're in a car. So ease up. I took that one step further and said, if you find yourself getting pissed off at society, don't get pissed off. You're not in society. You are society. Like, you are responsible in some way, shape, or form for what's happening. Don't tune into the news that pisses you off anymore. Don't vote for the candidate that is not in your best interest. Don't do things that are not in your best interest anymore. Take radical responsibility for your own well-being, period, hard stop. Do what's best for you.
I appreciate that point. And I think similarly, when people feel overwhelmed by the bad, sometimes I recommend just choosing one thing that you can do to contribute to good. You don't have to try to fix everything, but choose one thing that matters to you and try to help in some way, and it can make a big difference.
One thing right now, you know, I saw a video today that I'm actually going to make a commentary on. It was this guy, Simon Sinek. He said something along the lines of like, if you go to the gym today and you come home and look in the mirror, you're not going to see any difference. If you go to the gym every day for 6 months, you'll come home and see the difference. The point of his video was that effort is cumulative. And the thing that I heard was that if you go to the gym today and you come home and look in the mirror, you'll see someone who went to the gym today. Like, you'll see a person who's taking care of themselves. And that is all that should matter. That's the only thing you need to worry about, is being someone who is engaging in self-love and self-care. And I know that those terms have like gotten way blown out of proportion, and everyone's like, enough with the self-love and whatever. It's like, well, no, I mean, not enough with the self-love. Take care of yourself. You matter more than anybody, because if you don't take care of yourself, you are not able to do anything for anybody else. The sooner and more deeply you realize that, the much better off everyone will be. You matter more than anybody. You got to take care of yourself in every way you possibly can fathom. And then you'll be healthy enough to take care of anybody else.
Thank you again to Tank Sinatra for spending time with us here on The Newsworthy. You can find his positive stories on Instagram at Tank's Good News or on his website, tanksgoodnews.com. Next Saturday, we're looking ahead at some of the biggest trends we can expect to see in 2022. But before then, we'll be back on Monday with our next regular news roundup. We bring you all the news you need to know every Monday through Friday in just about 10 minutes. So we'll be back on Monday. And until then, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.